Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle, and we are working again with Mary's Place because it is Kicks for Kids time. Getting those shoes on the feet of the kids that need them.
A bunch of kids in the Northwest absolutely needed. Times are tough for a lot of people out there. And last year we did this. We raised so much money, more than double what we planned, BJ. Yeah. We were able to get so many kids kicks of their choice. That's my favorite part, is that they actually pick out the shoes that they want. They're not just given something. They're like, hey, go to the store, pick out what you want. We'll get that for you. And so looking forward to doing this once again.
And you can make a donation. Join the 69 Club. That's always a good number to donate.
Like Trevor and Tequila. He mentioned that he joined the 69 Club.
Oh, yeah.
All you have to do is donate $69, and you're in the club for life.
That's it. For life, baby. And some of you lifers, why not donate again just to make sure you're in for life? How's that?
Yeah. Lock it in for the whole family.
Lock it in, baby. So, every dollar counts. And if you want to give to help get these kids new shoes so they can go back to school with confidence, and, it's simple. Just go to KISW.com.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Bit of our Monday. Pump it up.
I need it.
Oh, you need to get pumped up, BJ?
I do.
Oh, I do. Get yourself a shot of coffee or caffeine espresso. Go nuts.
Okay, thanks. Were you going balls out over the weekend? Is that why you need to pump up?
It's just Monday.
Wait. Tomorrow's Tuesday, and it's even worse.
Oh, okay. Well, that's something to look forward to then.
Not wrong.
Let's get to our contestant. We got Matt in Woodinville. Matt, are you there?
I am here.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Goodbye. Yeah.
For those playing at home, Matt will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Matt, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Which actor co-starred alongside Julia Roberts in the late 90s movie Runaway Bride?
Pass.
Spam mainly comes from what type of meat?
Pork.
Yes. What year in the early 2010s did Shaquille O'Neal retire?
2010.
No.
2011?
Yes. How many cards are usually used in a game of solitaire?
52.
Yes. How many tournaments make up the Grand Slam in golf?
Pass.
How many days of the week? Oh, no. What day of the week is Mardi Gras always on?
Tuesday.
Yes. Which movie was Kevin Smith's directorial debut?
Pass.
What car manufacturer's name means to hear?
Fiat?
No.
Chevrolet.
No.
Pass.
Who directed Scream and the original A Nightmare on Elm Street?
Wes Craven.
Yes. What brand of melty cheese was invented in 1918?
Velveeta.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct.
Not too bad.
Ooh. No, well, he knew how to play. If he didn't know the answer right away, he passed and moved himself on.
I know how to lose.
All right, well, hold on, Matt. Hold on. You haven't might have
lost
a shot.
Yet. Yeah, you haven't lost yet. We don't know what's going to happen with Steve. He's, I don't know. Steve, how are you feeling? Did you have a fun weekend?
I had a great weekend, man.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Well, then good. Then maybe you're ready to play the game. I don't know.
I guess we'll find out, huh?
Well, are you ready to start?
Yes.
What actor co-starred alongside Julia Roberts in the late 90s movie Runaway Bride?
Richard Gere.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Spam mainly.
Is it a sequel?
I don't think it was a sequel, okay. But yeah. Spam mainly comes from what type of meat?
That'd be funny. He's like, I want to go back to being a whore. I'm gone.
Wow.
Pork.
Yes. What year, the early 2010s, did Shaquille O'Neal retire?
2012.
No.
2011.
Yes. How many cards are usually used in a game of solitaire?
All of them. 52.
Yes.
Sorry.
How many tournaments make up the Grand Slam in golf?
4.
Yes. What day of the week is Mardi Gras always on?
The worst day, according to the Red. That would be Tuesday.
Yes and yes. Which movie was Kevin Smith's directorial debut?
Dances with Wolves?
No.
Kevin Smith, Clerks.
Yes.
What?
I don't know why. I thought I said it wrong. What car manufacturer's name means to hear?
Audi?
Yes. Who directed Scream in the original A Nightmare on Elm Street?
Wes Craven.
Yes. What brand of melty cheese was invented in 1918?
Fromunda.
No! Went for the joke and missed the perfect 10, but you win 6-9.
Nice.
Sorry you lost, Matt. Matt, but good job on getting that 6.
Yeah. There goes Matt.
Gotta play this whenever I win 6-9.
Yeah. It's glorious.
Sometimes it's okay to lose that one perfect 10.
Yeah. Went for the joke there.
Well, I honestly brain farted. I was like, cheddar, but it's not cheddar.
No, because it's a brand.
Velveeta.
There you go.
Damn it.
Yeah, there's not very many brands of cheese out there.
Oh, see, I don't know why in my head I'm thinking a type of cheese is also a brand, like cheddar, Swiss. But I know I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not arguing that I should be right on that.
Big cheese got you.
Yep.
So, yeah, the only one you missed on that was that. So, congratulations on your very nice victory.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, congratulations, Steve.
Thank you, BJ. Appreciate that.
No problem, buddy. This is some news I did not know. I guess it makes sense with all the cameras that people have in their homes. Nearly 1 in 3 home sellers admit to secretly recording home buyers during showings.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, we didn't secretly do it. So we have a baby monitor when we were selling our old house. And, of course, we had the baby monitor in the house. And a lot of times, like, it's so frustrating, especially when we were trying to sell it during the COVID time. Everything was appointment only, but nobody was ever on time. But, you know, you don't want to be kind of hovering around the house when people came to look at your home. And so you would just leave, but then you didn't know when they were going to be done. So we made sure we had the monitor on our phone so we could hear them in the house. And then and it's always like, it's one of the back rooms of our old house. So we're like, once we heard it, we know they're pretty much close to being done looking at our house. We weren't really spying on them, but we were spying on them.
Yeah, you were.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
And like, we couldn't really hear what they were saying. Sometimes you could just hear like, ooh, these doors close well. But like, it's like something stupid like that. But like, nobody was hanging out in the baby room, like having a serious conversation. They were just looking at the room. But at least it gave us the warning of, okay, they're almost done. We can head back to our house.
Ah, well, people are actually using it to spy, Steve. So you did the monitor. People are using their cameras because they want to find out what the buyers do and don't like about their home.
Oh, it's kind of like your own reality television show. You know, like whenever you watch those like home buyer things, they have like the homeowners then watch the surveillance footage so they can find out what's wrong with their fixer upper.
Yeah, except I think those people probably know they're on camera.
Yeah, probably. So it's the same, but slightly massively different.
Yeah. Wow. They say that they like you know, a lot of these folks go, I'm doing it because I want to, you know, get some info for negotiations. They want that. But they're saying, people go, look, I want to make sure that the home is safe during showings. They want to find out what the real estate agent is saying about their home. But there could be a big backfire because about like a little less, just a little less than half of people say, oh, really? If you're filming me, I am not going to want to buy your home, even if I think it's my dream home. They don't like it. You know, at least, you know, close to 50% of people do not like being filmed.
Honestly, that wouldn't have a factor. That wouldn't be a factor in me purchasing or not purchasing a house. Like, it's not like they're going to keep these surveillance cameras in there when they move out, you know?
So you don't mind. You wouldn't mind if you go, wow, this house is a pile of crap, and somebody could like play back that response, and you don't care if anybody knows what you think.
No, because I'm not going to buy that pile of crap. So if you don't like the fact that I said it, I didn't. Who cares? I didn't buy it.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean, like, it's not like as if I don't understand why it's going to bother me. I would just assume that probably they are watching. To be honest.
Wow. You know what? You are definitely a different kind of person than people that are just afraid of cameras altogether. Like, my daughter hates cameras all anywhere. She doesn't want anybody in her business. So I know that there's no way that Sarah would dig a home that would have cameras on while she was checking out the home.
But what are you doing in the home? Like, you're just looking at the house.
Well,
I'm not doing anything there. I'm not going to like, oh, can guys give us some privacy? I want to make sweet love to my wife before I figure out if I want to buy this house.
Well, you got to test out the house, right?
Yeah. I mean, you got to see if this house has got romance, Steve.
Right. But
it's got, like, good bones.
What are we doing in there? We're looking at the house. Have fun watching me look at your house.
Yeah. Well, see, that's you, you know, but what if you dropped a bomb in there? Would you kill? You probably would laugh at that.
I think it'd be hilarious. I'd ask for a copy of it.
Yeah.
But here's my email. Can you send me that link?
Yeah, and you would hear your just wife go, Steven! Yeah, that would be all on. Yeah, that
would
be
it bother you?
Yes, because I just sometimes speak my mind thinking that no one's around. And that know that a camera's around, I'd be like, oh, man, I don't want that on video. I don't want, you know, me like this house, you know, I may make a joke. And, you know, it's like I joke because I think I guess it's the idea that I think that I have privacy. If you tell me going in there are cameras, that's a different story. Then I know. But not knowing I'm being recorded, that bothers me. Yeah.
What about you, Vicky?
Just in any situation. I don't like to be recorded without me knowing.
I think I've just watched enough of those like HGTV shows. I just assume someone's listening to me. I just feel like it's probably going to happen. So I'm just kind of lucky that I could speak Spanish when I brought my parents with me, and hopefully the other person didn't speak Spanish and I can talk crap if I wanted to. But yeah, it doesn't bother me.
That's because you can speak Spanish. What if you couldn't speak Spanish?
Well,
then what would you do?
Pig Latin.
Oh, yeah, Pig Latin.
Yeah,
nobody knows
that's
that.
That's great.
Someone says, I tell every buyer that anything that they say in the home can and will be used against you in a real estate negotiation. It would suck if you're like, this house is amazing. I paid three times the amount for it. And then all of a sudden they come back and like, hey, we changed the price.
By the way.
Yeah. And that, I guess and that does bother me, too, to know, like, wow. You know, I mean, they're going to know something about me and I know nothing about them that will give them an advantage in negotiation. I don't like that. I don't like that either. I want to be on even footing with the people I'm about to do financial battle with.
There was one instance, I remember when we had the baby cam on and my grandma on, and these, you could hear them just going crazy about the house. Well, this is an amazing house. I love this room. So I remember we thought, oh, we got this house sold. And then never heard anything again from that couple. And you're just like, the hell, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you want to get
all your hopes up and everything.
Like, we were spying on you, and you guys sounded like you liked our house. I thought you wanted it, man.
Oh, yeah. That's when you should start stalking those people.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, we heard you on the monitor. You're buying our house.
I have proof.
Yeah.
You said you loved it.
I know. I'm taking you to court. You're buying this house.
So it said back in 2008 when I moved out here from the Midwest, I set up my camcorder in the closet so no one can see, just to hear what people thought. For buying the house, I guess. Or just in general, like at parties.
Yeah,
I hope not at parties.
His cheese dip stinks.
Yeah. Don't know how I feel about that. Actually, I do. Don't know if I want to say how I feel about that.
Well, I think just by you saying that, we know how you feel about that.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you don't like it.
Yeah, well, I have a lot more to say, but I'm afraid that I'm being recorded, so I won't say it.
You are. This is going to become a podcast at some point, BJ.
Damn it. Vicky, speak some Spanish about how I feel. So someone really screwed up at work, and that mistake is costing random people thousands of dollars in car repairs. What did they do? I'll tell you at 7:21 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A gas station in Canada got a fuel delivery last weekend, and their tanks were filled with the wrong types of gas. Oh, that's a man. I didn't even think about that. It's like, you know, that's an easy mistake that can be made, and you're not known as you're putting it in your own tank.
And that's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if that was that stress. I would like double, triple. It's like me when I leave my house. Like I check the door if the door is locked like a billion times, even though I know it is. I'm like, I'm just double checking. I don't want to leave without it locked. That's how it would be if I was like trying to do all this kind of a work, because I don't want to be the reason why somebody has the wrong gas in their car, because that could be pretty much a massive issue for that person's car.
Yeah, they pump regular gas into the tanks that were supposed to hold diesel, and diesel into the ones that are supposed to have gas. So all of their tanks had a mix of both, and this Canadian gas station didn't realize it for 3 days. So people who needed regular gas, they got about 20% diesel. People who wanted diesel got about 40% regular, and of course that's really bad for diesel engines. And so a lot of folks didn't know what was going on. Next thing you know, their vehicles got lots of issues. One guy says his truck won't start now. Going to cost him $8,500 just to fix the thing. And we don't know if the station's going to cover the repairs or if people are going to have to go to court.
3 days. You got to imagine how much gas did they pump out during that time. Because, you know, I mean, if it's like anything like with the gas stations by my house, I mean, there's cars constantly going through that.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of money they're going to have to pay.
Right?
Yeah. And I don't know if it's the gas station's fault.
It's whoever pumped its fault. Or the company.
I imagine, like, you know, if you have Schlemke's gas.
Schlemke's gas. I love that. That's the only gas that I use on my car.
Yeah. And so and granted, these are owned, like, you know, by independent, they're I guess a franchise or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you buy and you go, I'm going to sell Schlemke's gas. Well, Schlemke's the one that brings you the gas and fills up the giant tanks underneath your place, which then feed your pumps. Why is that gas station responsible when Schlemke was the one that messed it up?
I got to imagine whoever the person that did it, the company that he works for, is the one that's got to be responsible.
Yeah, right.
It's Schlemke. It's probably Mr. Schlemke.
It's got to be Schlemke.
Damn it, Schlemke.
You know? Yeah.
Or if you're a Marvel fan, Roxxon. Roxxon Oil, they're the ones that are responsible. Worst.
Yeah. All right, there you go.
Yeah, it's got to be the Roxxon company. That's all I got to say. So someone's going to pay somebody.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Yeah, a gas station mixed gas with diesel and didn't realize for 3 days this was the case. That is a huge screw-up. And we're thinking, how about you? What was your big screw-up at work? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What was your big screw-up at work? We got your calls and texts after Soundgarden on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. A gas station mixed gas with diesel and didn't realize for 3 days, and causing damage in a lot of cars that aren't supposed to have diesel and the other way around. And we don't know who's going to pay for all this stuff. One dude says he's got like over $8,000 in repairs he's got to make. So we're wondering, okay, that's a huge screw up. What about you? What was your big time screw up at work? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone texted in saying years ago I used to work in a sales department for Comcast. And I had James Earl Jones' assistant call to set up services in his New York place. I forgot to ask if he had an alarm system for when they set up the phone service, and I guess we ended up screwing up his alarm. It ended up getting fixed, but I certainly felt like an idiot.
Oh, no.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if James Earl Jones then called you to reprimand you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, Darth Vader. Right? Sorry. Yeah.
And he does that breathing in the phone. You go, I'm really mad at you.
Please don't force choke me.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I can appreciate that. I always, you know, a lot of homes got weird stuff set up. And whenever I have anybody come out to do anything with my cable or whatever, I always like call the people that set up my, cause I got this the whole house is connected. You turn on one controller, it'll turn the lights on. And all that is affected by the same thing. And so it's like, you got to let everybody know. You really got to go, look, I got this thing. So when you go messing around over there, maybe. And so I don't blame the cable guy. It's like, I think James Earl Jones has got to let him know I got a fancy thing.
I blame the dark side. It was clearly, if he was doing it for Luke, you wouldn't have had this problem.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a really good point. All right, Vicky now. I know Vicky has done a lot of waitressing, so I'm sure, I'm assuming that something's got to be there where you like, oh, yeah.
It's too many. I'm just thinking of all the times I've spilled stuff either on people or I've spilled, like, it was, I think, 20 to 30 gallons of barbecue sauce all over the walk-in fridge because I was too proud to ask for any help. I was trying to lift a whole thing from the top shelf. I'm like, I got this because another girl came in. Can you help me? No, I can do it. I can do it myself. No worries. I'm going to show you up. And then I spilt it everything everywhere. And if it were any other waitress, I probably would have gotten fired. But the sous chef really liked me. And he's like, Piggy, why didn't you ask for help? And if it were anyone else, he would have totally cussed them out. Like, we were buddies, but, ugh. I was covered, my, like, phone, everything, shoes.
It nice.
Was, I would guess, like, at least $100 worth of material, at least.
Have you ever, $100 worth of barbecue sauce?
Well, like, because you got, it was homemade, so every ingredient was fresh.
Ah, yeah.
It was a scratch kitchen.
Delicious.
Well, you ever drop a plate on a baby's head, though?
What?
No, I have spilt like water down a woman's back, ice water.
Okay, someone texted in, I once dropped a plate on a baby's head.
Oh, no! That's a beating.
It left a little bruise. Baby was totally fine, but I felt terrible. Didn't get fired, but got pulled into the office where they talked to me about how I can't drop plates on babies' heads. Well, that's the management's fault for not setting that up originally, right? Saying, hey, just part of our protocol is to not drop plates on babies' heads.
How do you call somebody in the office and have a conversation like that?
Do you really need to?
Please stop dropping plates on babies' heads.
I feel like you just walk by and be like, hey, Vicky, what you just did there? Yeah? Don't do that again.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad we had this talk. We can continue to work now.
It's, I mean, obviously you don't want to drop anything on anyone. So it's sort of like, I feel like the baby's head is covered in the don't drop stuff on people conversation.
I think I would probably leave. I'd be like, look, I'm sorry. Or I'd pay for that person, that family's meal.
You've got to.
Yeah.
I mean, you really got to. You put it on the, you dropped it on the baby's
head. I feel like any child under five, after five, then it's an apology, maybe a free appetizer.
Yeah.
But under five, you got to cover the meal.
Oh, definitely. Oh. Yeah. I mean, you dropped it on the baby's head. Right. It's just like that. You could drop it on the parents. You could drop it on, but a baby. I mean, that is like, you can't. You gotta
imagine being at the restaurant. Like, why is that baby crying? Well, I guess the waitress over there dropped the plate on the baby's head.
Because I would trip out. I mean, if it's a baby and their heads are still forming, you're tripping out as a parent. You're like, are you blanking kidding me?
Yeah, right. They got soft spots and stuff.
I might throw a plate at that waiter or waitress.
Yeah.
Not intentionally. But
sorry,
just like
parental reaction.
Knee-jerk reaction, treat like a frisbee. Sorry. Just very protective of my child that you just dropped a plate on.
Yeah, it's our first time. We've decided, all right, we're going to take the kid out. You know, we really haven't taken the kid anywhere before. We're so protective. And you dropped a damn plate on his head. Thanks.
Well, I see your daughter's in the room, BJ.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, Sarah. This was in my waitressing days as well.
Oh, nice.
I never dropped a plate on a baby, though, which I'm very thankful
you
for.
You haven't lived if you haven't done that.
I guess not.
But I have dumped a whole bunch of hot sauce on a baby. That's a whole different story.
Oh. Yeah. A couple ordered a bottle of wine. It was about, I think, $50 or $60. And I got the date wrong and gave them the wrong year bottle of wine, which ended up that bottle I gave them was $400.
Oh!
Yeah. So I made like a $350 mistake.
Nice!
Yeah. My manager was not too happy, but didn't make me pay. So that was really nice because I thought I was going to have to.
I was just taking them the bottle back at some point and swapped the wine.
Yeah,
corked it. You know, I mean, I'm sure.
Or like the labels or something.
Yeah, I mean, well, you use like hot steam to get the label off.
Yeah,
on the other bottle.
No one would ever know.
But how do you? But you need a distraction of some kind.
You drop a plate on a baby's head.
Okay.
All right.
Everyone's freaking out about the poor baby, and then you're able to swap wines.
Maybe that's what happened in the original story.
Yeah, they had a reason.
Yeah, it's like, look, and I don't normally want to drop this on the baby's head. That's what the manager pulled her in for. Hey, look, I need you to drop a plate on a baby's head because we got the wrong wine out there.
Like the sex is like, what's the point of bringing someone into the office and telling them not to drop a plate on baby's heads? Obviously, you're not supposed to do it. You say that. We don't know what the rules are at Chuck E. Cheese.
We really don't. Mary, can I see you for a minute? You don't have enough bling. I want to talk to you about that. Oh, and also, don't draw plates on babies' heads. Thank you.
I'm looking at this. You missed your quota. You're supposed to draw 3 plates on babies' heads, and you're only at 2.
Yeah, that's right.
Get on it.
Yeah, you really need more plates.
So you didn't get fired for that, though, right?
Sarah, no. I didn't have to pay. The manager must have liked me.
Did the people who were enjoying that, did you ever tell them, hey, just so you know, not that we're charging you? I almost would want to tell them because then they could be like, I don't know. It'd be kind of cool to find out that I'm drinking a $400 bottle of wine.
That's true. But then I feel like they might feel bad. Well, or maybe they would have tipped me more because...
So that's why you should have.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, man, if you're dyslexic, you do not want to be a guy that serves wine.
Mm.
Because, I mean, you are probably going to give people the wrong bottle a lot. Because I forgot about, you know, I'll take the 19 whatever, and you're like, oh, you gave them the wrong 19 whatever, damn.
Well, and it's all this, they all looked exactly the same. The only thing that was different was the date, year. Which was very tiny.
So yeah, that makes sense, because there are some years of wine that are crap, and years of wine that are great, and it label looks like it's the same company.
Yeah. It's still totally my fault, though.
Do you think that if you had a bunch of people that know their wine well enough that they're ordering a $400 bottle of wine, would they be able to tell, you think, the difference? If you told them, oh, this is the $400 bottle of wine, do you think that they would be like, nope, I could tell right away that this tastes like a $50 bottle of wine?
They've actually done studies where they give someone an expensive wine, they say, and a cheap wine, and they're like, oh, yes, this one's so much better. This is the cheap swill. And it was actually the same wine. And they did the same thing with like a white wine and a red wine, and it turned out to be the exact same wine, except one was dyed red. Like, people can't really tell as much as they think they can.
It's more about a status thing.
Yes.
Say, hey, I ordered a $400 bottle of wine.
Mm.
I got to be thinking that, you know, that a lot of people are posers, like Vicky said. But, man, I watch enough Top Chef, and those folks can tell ingredients. So I got to think there are some legit people out there. But like Vicky said, I bet there's a lot of posers out there who pretend they know what they're doing.
Right. I just wonder if that group of people that comes into a restaurant around here is just like, let's just go balls out and get a $400 bottle of wine. If you gave them, like, you know, Franzia, but in a bottle, if they're just be like, yeah, this is amazing.
Because I wouldn't know.
Is telling them that.
Yeah, I would have no idea. You know, if all of a sudden I was like, hey, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't know the difference, you know, that a 400 and a 40.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah. Get the Franzia.
Hell yeah.
Maybe it will go black box because that's the high-end box wine, right?
Yeah, that's the fancy kind.
And Steve, I would like to talk to you after the show. Please don't drop plates on babies' heads. You and I need to have a conversation about that, because I'm not sure you get that.
All right, fine. Maybe we should put it in the handbook next time.
Yeah, we really should. Yesterday was a big day. I didn't even know this. Man, do I feel old. Yesterday was MTV's 40th anniversary. God, and I was there for that. I remember turning on my TV, watching it for the first time. That was 40 years ago. And to celebrate, Rolling Stone came out with a list of the greatest music videos. What came in at number one? I'm going to tell you at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.